Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Shintaro Higashi Show with Peter Yu. Today, we're going to talk about an interesting topic, dating in the dojo. To do or not to do?
Have
you had any experience with that, Peter?
I've never done that. Yeah. So I don't know. It's all kind of on you. I don't know what I could really say because I don't have personal experience and, you know, I don't have any personal experience in that.
But surely you've been in the dojo and you're like, oh man, that guy's the sweat, the way it runs down is the crook of his chest.
I feel about that whenever I see George. That's why.
That's right. No, but it's common, right?
Yeah, especially it is very common.
You've seen it happen many times, and I've seen it happen, you know, from a sensei's perspective, like a teacher's perspective, you know, between students, right? Sometimes it's student teacher, right? Sometimes that kind of thing happens. You know, we're all human.
Right.
Right.
That's
right. And then, you know, you can't kind of overcome the laws of human attraction.
That's true. I mean, it is is true. I mean, it's kind of ripe for that kind of relationships to blossom, the dojo, because, you know, hobby. I've seen that a lot in soccer, you know, like recreational soccer.
Yeah.
I've seen that a lot in the dojo.
It's a proximity thing.
Yeah.
It's a proximity thing. And it's a comfort thing. You belong to this community.
Yeah.
So it's immediately disarming because it's like, hey, we both belong to this community. Mm-hmm. And then if you're part of that community, there's this sort of validation from the community, right? Like, this person's safe. This person should be trusted.
Right.
You know, we all go out to eat and hang out. We all train together, especially in a sport that trust is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Like close contact, physical contact sport. And I'm talking like judo, wrestling, BJJ. We're going to bunch all this in the same thing because I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah, I mean the ultimate test is like, how do you actually? It's bound to happen. Well, not bound, but like it happens often. So there should be, how do we handle those situations? I guess that's what you want to talk about. Is it?
Yeah, I just want to talk about a little bit. You know, I just want to talk freely about this stuff. Okay. I thought it'd be an interesting topic to cover. Because it's got to happen. Like, if you're listening to this, you're driving to the dojo, you know, and if you're a male, there might be a cute girl at the dojo that you're kind of like interested in. Sometimes you do uchikomi with them and you tell a joke and they laugh. You know, you're trying to find the right moment to ask them for a smoothie after practice. Uh-huh. Right? That kind of stuff, right? Happens.
And vice versa, I guess.
Yeah, vice versa, of course.
And,
right?
You know.
And there's a huge discrepancy in the ratio of male to females in the dojo usually.
Yeah.
I've only known like a handful of dojos that have equal amounts of women and men.
Oh, there are dojos with almost like a almost equal number of males and females.
Not really.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, I mean, you want to talk freely. I actually have no idea where this is going. So I'm just gonna let you.
All right. Let's start with this, Peter.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a dojo crush?
No.
Never.
I've never had a dojo crush. You know. I mean, just, yeah, like...
Have you witnessed a dojo crush?
What do you mean? Like, oh, someone...
When a student to student.
I guess. I mean, I know some people end up going on dates. Yeah, so I guess in that sense, I've seen it. Yeah.
Do you think it's okay?
It's okay as long as they are both down to do it, I guess. I mean, that's the fine line, though, is it, you know? I mean, we're talking about adults here. So, I mean, what can you say if they're...
Is between two adults, 18 plus, and let's just say, like, age appropriate, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not talking like an 18-year-old, like, senior in high school versus a 37-year-old grappler. I don't know why I said I'm 37, because I'm 37. I'm not, like, right?
I'm just saying
in general, right? Like, it's creepy, right? Mm-hmm. Those age gaps kind of matter.
Yeah.
Right, because one party has a lot of experience, the other party doesn't have a lot of experience.
Power dynamics and all that. We're not talking about those. Yeah, we're talking about two adults.
Yeah. And let's just talk about equal and skill level too, just because like that power dynamic and the natural hierarchy of the dojo comes into play as well.
Right.
So we're going to address that later.
Right. So I think I've seen that a lot, like when the beginners come in and then they start making new friends and then, you know, it's kind of natural to go out after and then kind of talk about things and they help each other out, I guess. And then, I've seen those happen. Yeah. Mm. So I think that's fine. So as long as they're, you know, both down to do it, I guess. I can't really forbid it. I mean, what about you? I mean, one thing I guess is like aftermath. I mean, that kind of happens in any kind of friend group, right? Like if
yes,
if two yeah, people yeah. in the same friend group start dating,
yeah,
sure, it could be yeah. fine, but then not all relationships last forever.
That's true.
And then yeah. once they break up, the group might fracture.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So I generally say, right, if you could yeah. go elsewhere and then date elsewhere, that's ideal.
Yeah.
And you know, when I see like dudes in the gym still like, oh, you know, there's a woman here and blah, blah, blah. It's like, hey man, this is not the place for that.
Yeah.
If you want to meet women, go take dance class. I've always said this.
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Right. So obviously because the women are the minority in the room, and if they're there to meet men for some yeah. reason, right, then let them take the initiative. Don't be the guy that's going to take the right. initiative and go all over it. Like, that's not your place to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And do you really want to, I don't want to say shit where you eat, but yeah, if it doesn't work out, it's going to be awkward.
Yeah. I've seen also yeah. like people leave the dojo after.
Yes, and I've seen yeah. a beginner woman go on 3 or 4 dates with 3 or 4 dudes in the room, and I, you know, there was one woman responsible for like 5 guys quitting. I remember this. And they weren't just like beginners, you know what yeah, I mean, like yeah. that was like egregious, you know. She was so charming and friendly, you know exactly who I'm talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Right. And then like, you know, even coming into that, like I already had the experience to know like I should discourage this behavior.
I see. So right? you
and I did discourage it a little yeah. bit. I was like yeah. come on guys yeah. you know, like, this is not the, go freaking take dance class, man. Yeah. Seriously. Go take ballet if you want to meet chicks. Like, this is not the place to meet chicks. This is a place for you to grapple, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you can say the same thing about like, oh, the dance classes are for dancing.
No, but because men are the minority.
Oh, I see. So you're saying like, I see. Then, okay, then, yeah.
Well, so yeah, kind of. I don't know if my logic is tight. I'm probably going to get called out, maybe even canceled for this. No, but it's like in my gym, if I'm running the dojo, right, like, do you really want to complicate things? You yeah. know, and then like, all right, let's see how many single dudes are in here, like competitively in terms of numbers, like it just doesn't work for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And naturally, if you're a beginner mm-hmm. in anything, you're going to be attracted to people who are experts in the same thing that you're interested in.
Right. Right.
If I am into rock climbing, like I'm obsessed over it, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I'm going to naturally gravitate to the people who are experts who could help me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And now throw in the fact that there's a woman that I'm attracted to who is subjectively attractive, and she's taking some sort of interest in me.
Helping you.
Yeah. That's generally like right now I'm taken, but like, I'm just saying like, it's natural to develop sort of that affection.
Right. But then you're saying,
because there's admiration and respect already.
Yeah.
Usually you have to earn those things through conversation when you go on a first date on Hinge or something.
Right.
What do you do for a living? I do this. I do that. I'm interesting. I'm funny. Here's a joke. Ha ha. Like, respect me. Right. Yeah. You got to earn those things. But with like the belt levels, it already comes with it because it's embedded.
I guess with a lot of activities that you can kind of show instead of like having to convince someone with words.
Yes. Yeah. And the big problem is the hierarchy, the power dynamic of I'm this belt, you're this belt. I'm already bigger than you, stronger than you. I have the skill level.
Yeah.
And the skill that you're trying to obtain is to hold the other person down. Mm. It kind of gets weird.
Yes. Okay. I see.
Especially, right, when the people in the room are competing over one person.
I see. The weird game theory stuff going on.
A lot of weird game theory stuff. So generally I discourage it.
I see. How do you even how do you discourage it? Like, do you tell people explicitly after a practice?
Yeah, I was like, bro, go take dance class, bro.
You pull them aside. But I guess from the senses perspective it is different because you have to keep the group cohesion going.
Yeah, and then, you know, you want to develop sort of a community feel to where everyone goes out after, everyone has the thing, and depending on how old your sensei is and whether the person, the teacher in charge, uses that place as sort of their own social outlet as well, right?
Yeah.
They might be involved in that community or not involved at all.
Right.
I used to be more involved when I was, you know, in my late 20s when you were around, right? And I was closer in age with the type of people who would go out and have dinner afterwards.
Yeah.
Which complicates things.
Uh-huh. But now because, you kind of...
You know?
Yeah.
Like my daughter is a byproduct.
Yeah. very happy byproduct. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the older I got, the more...
You age out of it. Yeah.
You age out. I aged out.
Yeah.
You can't do that forever. You know, but you still see it on the side. Like the Friday night crew that goes out and have dinner, whatever it is. And then, you know, some people you kind of know by the way they behave in the room.
I see.
Right? And then if they're kind of being a little bit aggressive, there's creepy behavior going on, I will address it.
Yeah. That's actually,
Man, like, don't be a freaking creep. Or like, why are you always working out with her, man? You know what I mean? And I will call it out to just let them know.
I see that. It's noticeable. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, dude, you don't have a girlfriend? Like, you know, like, what's going on here? Right? So it just puts there, like, hey, man, I'm freaking watching, dude. You know?
Yeah, I see. I see. Yeah. You're in a very precarious position, I guess, as a sensei. You have to, it's not just about teaching judo all the time. You have to worry about a lot of different things. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you know, if you're like in the market and you develop a crush on somebody, you know, you watch them do a barambolo and it's just adorable the way they do it. You know, and it's
oh
like,
my God.
Yeah, and you could, you know, have a conversation. Just don't be a creep about, hey, can you show me that move? Or, hey, you know, what was that? It was so nice. Or like, hey, you're so good. Or, you know, throwing a nice compliment here and there. You know, obviously don't be like looking at them the whole time. But like you want to be sort of in their orbit. You know, like sort of on the outskirts, not like staring out and blatantly. You know, but doing your own thing. You're there to do great. You're doing your own thing. But then, oh, shoot, we're in each other's orbit. Hey, you're here. Might as well work out, right? Hey, that was great.
You know? I think ultimately it's not. Yeah, I don't think it's any different than any other social circles. You have to be respectful, and you know, if the other person's not up for it, don't push it. You know.
Yeah, the issue with I think a lot of the times with like, I'm specifically going to talk about men because I'm a male, and then, you know, it's a male-dominated industry.
Yeah.
You spend your whole life doing grappling things.
Like
grappling dudes do. Join the wrestling
team
in high school. You hang out with a bunch of wrestlers. You lift weights. You go to the gym. Yeah. You join a judo gym or a jiu-jitsu gym. You're just grappling all day and night. Right?
Yeah.
And so maybe you're like a blue belt or something, or like a green belt in judo. And you just don't feel it's the right place to do this because you're sort of like, you know, lower end of the pack when it comes to the hierarchy of the room. And now all of a sudden you've put in your time, you spent your whole life around dudes, and you're climbing that world where you develop this skill that you're proud of, right? And people look to you as a leader. They look at you and they're like, wow, this guy is the man, right? And now all of a sudden this cute person comes in, doesn't know anything. It's like, hey, I got you. Let me show you some of this stuff. And there's that immediate social validation of everyone in the room looking to this person as a leader, right? It's sort of natural. It's kind of like the natural
That's the power dynamic, the power imbalance. But
that person has spent majority of the time in this world of men, not just men, right? But like this world. You know what I mean? That person probably never took a dance class.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That person probably has more male friends than female friends.
It's like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Their outlook may not be balanced. Yes. Yeah.
Outlook may not be balanced. And then their approach is going to be a little bit, what's the word? Brazen? Brash? I don't know. It's not going to be very refined.
Could be. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Right. So that could come off creepy too. You know? Yeah.
What do you do about that?
Just gotta practice,
Mr.
Man.
Smooth. You gotta practice. But it's interesting.
It's always an interesting dynamic, you know. And it's like, it's not very obvious, right? But I'm sure there's gay dudes doing jiu-jitsu and judo.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they probably have a similar thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now it's dudes to dudes. You know? Yeah. I know some of you guys are gonna be uncomfortable hearing this, but like, yeah, that's probably happening. Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of a similar thing.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, two adults that could happen, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if you want to meet people in the thing, right, in your field, you could always take the Instagram route.
Instagram route.
Yeah, meet people outside of your gym.
Like, you know, through Instagram, like apps, you're saying?
Yeah, apps, Instagram. Yeah, I don't really want to go down this path. I'm going to go freaking tailspin out. It's not even going to be a Juho podcast anymore. It'll just be too weird.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, the last one is like teacher to student.
Yeah.
And generally, that's regarded as egregious.
Okay.
And generally, it's very frowned upon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the power dynamics, I guess.
People, yeah, it's just too much. It's just too much. Yeah, I don't have a lot to say about that.
Yeah. Okay. And then I don't know what
to... Yeah. Well, so the real question is it okay to date someone in the dojo?
Yeah, ultimately I don't think I can say it's, as long as both parties are okay, you know.
Yeah.
What am I to say anything about that? But
there is, it's morally defensible.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more complicated and generally it's discouraged and frowned upon. But you know, sometimes there's matters of the heart and it is a matter of the heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying go and date someone in your gym. I'm not saying that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you're saying if it is to happen, you know, then it could, but just know that, I mean, it's a common sense. You have to be respectful, you know, then don't be creepy, you know.
Yeah. How about this one? You ready for this one?
What?
Joining the dojo, boyfriend and girlfriend, and husband and wife.
I've seen those. I think that's fine. Is it? You're doing a hobby together, no?
I guess so.
I haven't seen any issues with it, really.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's even tougher, I think, man.
Tougher? In what way?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's the toughest, bro. Could you imagine never having grappled, coming in there and be like, oh, honey, like, I'm athletic, you know? Like, I could freaking, I watch UFC, I could beat anybody up. And I lift weights, I'm so strong. And then, you know, like, you're the weakest guy in the room.
Well,
that's got to be, like, the most shocking thing for someone's ego, no?
Yeah, if you have the ego, you gotta put the toxic masculinity or ego out the door, I guess. If you're
but if I was a if I was a woman, which I'm not, but if I was, you know, if I identified as female, like a woman, and then I had a boyfriend, and then he was like, "Yo, let's go to the gym, the jiu-jitsu gym or judo gym, and let's go together, and it'll be great." I'm gonna kill everyone there, and then he was squirming under some body half his size. I don't know. I might lose respect for that man. You know what I mean? Like, there's such a big risk there, no?
Well, I don't think not everyone cares about that. That's okay. But, yeah, I don't think anyone really cares. I don't think a lot of people care about
You sure about that? I don't know, man. I live my life a little bit differently now.
Well, I think, you know, for us men, I think we were kind of conditioned to care about that.
That's very true. Yeah. Yeah, I was like, man, if my arms were any smaller, I would get no dates.
Like, for a lot of reasons, I also feel competitive and I have that ego, which I need to, you know, keep it in check. You know, I shouldn't be like that. It's not a competition, but I think in a lot of ways, a lot of women don't have that and don't really care that, you know.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There's so many other factors that, you know, usually are higher up on the list.
Yeah.
So like education, humor.
Yeah, like a compatibility. Income could be a one, you know, for a lot of people. But yeah, I don't
think
athletic prowess is
The most triggering episode ever that we've ever done. We get so many comments on Discord.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, we'll see.
You know what I don't get either? It's like when you go to the gym, right? Mm. Usually it's like 95% men. And they linger in the locker room and they're talking and it's like, yeah, it's great. You know, I came from work today. You know, I get this is my evening. You know, I get to go home and like the kids asleep if they have kids. And it's like, yeah, it's my, you know, away from the wife today. You know, like I hear these kinds of conversations all the time. Right. So when I see like a guy coming in, it's like, oh, we're going to join like with my wife. We're going to do judo together. I'm like, wow, that's so like against the grain. Like you're such a small minority.
I feel like a lot of men say that as like a joke, though. Like, you know, I don't know. That we kind of tend to pump it up a little.
Yeah. I guess like newly met weds are usually like this a little bit.
Yeah, I see.
Hey, let's learn something together. Together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then Peter's holding him down and making him squeal. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean, but it might help with their relationship. Who knows? You know?
That's true.
Here's another one.
Mm-hmm. When a grappler has to explain what grappling is to a non-grappler.
Yeah.
Like you come from the dojo.
On a date?
Yeah. How do you explain it?
Well,
because you don't want to go too deep in the weeds. Like, yeah. Hey, yeah, judo's this, blah, blah, blah. Right? You want to show just enough that you're passionate about something, that you're good at something, that you have hobbies. Right? But you don't want to like take it down this weird thing like, yeah, you just put your hands on men, you drag them to the floor against their will, and you hold them down and you pound. Like, you don't want to be that person either. Because that's kind of unattractive too, because they'll never get it.
I have canned responses to those, like for grappling, like judo, and also like a lot of times nowadays AI also, I have to do that. My canned response for judo is...
let's do it in a role-playing way, okay? I just met you at a bar for the first time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, thanks for buying me this drink. What do you do? Oh, AI, that's interesting. Do you have any hobbies? Go.
Yeah, I do this thing called judo. Do you know what it is? Oh, yeah.
Like judo chop?
I mean, but not quite. It's basically...
Wow, you've already lost me, Peter.
Yeah, it's just wrestling with jacket. Wrestling with a jacket on. I just say that. Yeah. What do you say? I don't really try to play it up, though. Like, I don't want to make judo my whole identity.
No, man. What? No, but you got to show the sparkle in your eye when you talk about your hobby. That's the most attractive thing about people.
But you don't want to, like, if the other person's like, I don't want to bore the person, do you? Like, if I meet a new, like, you know, when I make a new friend, like, I try to, like, pump my brakes on those things. I only go into detail until they show interest.
No one's asking you to go into detail. You need a 20-second pitch.
I just say it's like wrestling. You know, most people know wrestling, and then with the jacket on. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
This probably doesn't... Yeah, I understand that it doesn't really play up judo. What do you say to new people you meet? Non-grapplers. All right.
What do you do for fun?
What do you do for fun? Yeah.
You got to say it like with the feminine voice, though.
What do you do for fun, Shintaro?
No, you have to do it with a feminine voice, so I'm not playing along.
What in the world?
Yeah.
Why do you got it? Okay, I don't even know how to do a feminine voice.
Yes, you do.
Well, what do you do for fun, Shintaro? What?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You look like a great athlete. Define great athlete for me. What are the things about a great athlete? Like, what do you think? Like, if you think great athlete.
Hand-eye coordination, stamina, strength. Yeah.
Yeah. You take every sport you've ever watched in your life. Okay. Did you play a sport? Oh, softball.
Yeah.
Okay. I can make certain assumptions about softball, right?
Uh-huh.
Not that, you know, one of is anything, but like, hey, you're probably great at swinging the bat. You have to be explosive. You have to be fast. You're on your feet. You can't fall over. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Basketball, volleyball. Oh, you must have great explosive strength in your legs.
Yeah.
You're probably very good at staying on your feet, being agile, moving, throwing your hands around.
Yeah.
It's like my sport takes your abilities away from you. Think about when you're the most relaxed, when you're the most unathletic. When you're lying on the couch, watching TV, lying in bed, about to fall asleep, daydreaming, scrolling on Instagram.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Right? My sport forces you to be in that position. Yeah. That's right. It takes your abilities away from you. Right? Against your will. Not saying I'm going to do that to you. Right? But that's what it's about. It's about neutralizing athleticism.
Interesting. Okay, I've never heard that before.
It's about neutralizing their opponent's athleticism. Anybody could jump. Anyone could stay on their feet. Anyone's really fast. But if you've been taken down,
you can't do anything. Yeah.
Can't do much, right? Unless you have skill. It's like taking someone who can't swim and dragging them out into the ocean. So now they're wondering, like, wow, what sport is this?
Okay. Yeah. What are you talking about, Shintaro?
What are you talking about? It's like baseball. You ever play baseball? And then they're like, what?
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, I'm not talking about baseball. Yeah, and then he's like, let me show you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You show me now?
Yeah, and then you put him in a clinch.
And do a suplex.
No, do not suplex a girl at a bar. Okay, that's I can't stress that enough.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, don't do that.
I don't know if you should clinch it even.
No, but it's like showing, you know. So it's like now it's fun. Now they're interactive. Like, oh shoot, what is this thing, right? Usually it's like, can I show you? And then they're like, Okay, they're kind of curious, right?
What do you do? What do you show?
Well, so then you put your hand on the elbow, like, oh, hey, right? Like, you're just grabbing the elbow a little bit. And then you arm drag them. Take their back.
Okay. And but give them a back hug. Give her a back hug.
Yeah, and then, you know, you go into your spiel and you're kind of like teaching them stuff. Like, see, now all your weapons are facing away from me. Yeah. Judo is a takedown art. You take the opponent down.
Mm-hmm.
You put them in disadvantageous positions, and then you look to take them down hard, where you could potentially maim them. Or you could submit them, break their arm, choke them, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's a battle of will. It's a strategy game. It's a tactic-based thing. It's this really fun thing. People look at it like a goonish thing, but it's a beautiful strategy game.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And when you explain it like that, it's like, wow, this person's so interesting, right?
I've never.
You're not saying like I fucking do judo. No one gives a shit about judo. That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, but if you explain it in this way, it's fun. It's interesting. You have their attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows that you're passionate about something.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I see.
Yeah, and that's how I kind of like pitch
judo to non-grapplers.
Yeah, you know, if say I did karate or whatever, it's like, oh, my brother does taekwondo now. And it's like, going over that, overcoming that, so difficult.
I get it, yeah. I mean, if you have enough enthusiasm, I guess for me, it's just like, there's so much, like the lack of knowledge is so great that of judo that it's just, or even any grappling, that I don't, if I wanted to explain the whole thing, it might just bore them.
Yeah, and then the usual questions. Oh, but I'm so small, I could never take somebody down your size. And then you say something like, hey, have you ever stubbed your toe on the corner of your couch and you fell down? Or have you ever tripped over a backpack?
Yeah.
Those are things that are a quarter or a fifth of your body size. Those things can potentially take you down.
Right.
If placed improperly, where you're not paying attention to certain things, same thing with takedown art. Like, you could sweep someone off their feet just like I'm about to sweep you off your feet right now.
It works every time.
No, that rarely ever works.
Yeah. Well, it was a great sales pitch for judo, though. You know, for
it's non-grapplers. Fun, right? Yeah. But like all grappling, like, you know, like, and I think that's what it takes to kind of sell martial arts. And, you know, if you're talking about the hobby, now we're talking about dating, right?
Yeah.
So, especially when you're so embedded, if you're listening to this podcast, you are embedded.
Yeah. This is like a judo jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
You have to have a good 30-second, 1-minute thing. And I can't stress enough, do not suplex a woman in a bar. Can't stress that. That's not what I'm advocating for.
Yeah.
Or put someone in a clinch. And when they don't want to be put in a clinch.
Don't do that.
No, right? Don't choke them either.
Yeah, no, none of the violence. None of the physical violence, no.
But if you could, like, you know, incorporate some playfulness into the way you're explaining what you do.
Yeah.
In a passionate way, it goes a long way. You know, and all joking aside, like, you know, as you said, with all the different forms of relationship in martial arts, it really comes down to communication and consent.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. Yeah.
You want me to show you, right? This is like
just make sure, you know, be adults about it. Like, don't be jerks, you know.
Yeah.
You know, common sense. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right. It's been an interesting episode.
Yeah. Please follow us on Patreon.
Yeah. Support us on Patreon. Follow us on Instagram. We do.
Yeah.
I try to. I don't get that many messages, so I do check it. If you support us on Patreon, you get to join our Discord server and then talk to all the people,
yep.
Including us. And yeah, that's about it for today. And thanks for listening, and yep. Stay tuned for the next episode.